Viene spallato via, Oba, acrobazia, via, regal! 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 Regal!
Lomu!
The America's Cup is now New Zealand's Cup!
Eccolo il cross di testa di Togo!
My favourite sport is rugby. I love watching the All Blacks play.
Who cares? Tiddlywinks Championships is played over...
All over New Zealand, people are at their transistor radios cheering.
He works it, take it, he's got it!
And I suppose you don't get to this level if you can't handle those kind of situations.
We're going to pop an underarm. We haven't believed it.
New Zealand!
Ugh, there are a lot of sports. So many sports.
Oh, there's no introduction this time. I have to do it myself, don't I? Oh, I don't know. Usually you always have something clever to say at the beginning. Oh. Like, there are indeed a lot of sports. And, you know, that kind of gets me started.
Jesus Christ, Lisa. Just 1 second, please. I was actually just waiting for John to pull the bed down. Then I was going to come and say, hey, Lisa, how's it going?
Okay.
Did you have a field day down at Field Days?
You did that one before. That was already
not I know,
super
but no one
funny.
Else did.
Still not very funny.
How was Field Days?
It was busy. It was.
You were making coffee down there?
Yeah, it was for about 12 hours nonstop.
Oh,
was
man.
Whereabouts is Field Days?
It's just off Hamilton.
Can you make kind of a not as good a coffee as you'd need to if you're in Auckland, do you think? Can you rush them a bit? Do you put a feather in every one or do you put a lid on it and fuck off?
Put a lid on it and then fuck off. Oh, it's just, you know, like when you...
It's a galaxy.
You make literally 1,000 coffees a day, so you can't just make them all look good. You're trying to make them taste good, though. That's
Did
what
you
matters.
Find that you get into a crazy weird zone of just like...
Yeah, you do. I was working by myself on one coffee machine and I just had to kind of be in the zone, don't really look at anyone.
How many coffees did you have in a day?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I could barely drink one. I didn't have time to drink one.
They
so I had like maybe like 3 sips.
You made terrible coffee?
No, I just didn't have time to drink
and also, just curious actually, did the farmers dabble with soy? How many soy coffees did you make? Was it usually for the lady?
Do.
Or
There's
was
actually,
it like,
no. Yeah. Oh, yeah, probably still like a female trend, I
is
guess.
Is it really? Well, I just thought of the farmer.
Kind
the farmer,
of,
but the wife
I mean,
would be
like,
more open-minded, you know? That's kind of where I'm headed.
Oh, I feel like it wouldn't be the farmers that would drink soy. That would kind of defeat... the purpose
I know,
of
it'd be like
activity.
It'd be like working at Nike and rocking in with some Pumas or something.
Yeah.
Be the townies from Hamilton
Jaffers.
Going out to...
Oh, no, all the Jaffers coming on Saturday.
Did anyone use the word Jaffa down there when you were down there?
No, definitely townies, though.
Townies. I feel like Jaffa's gone off the boil, eh?
A little bit.
I would have accepted Snifter over Jaffa. They should have gone with Snifter. What's up with the sports these days, anyway? It's been a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I know. I had a lot of catching up to do.
While you're away, everyone went mental over the basketball.
Yeah, and so we decided we're going to talk about basketball.
Well, all of a sudden...
So we can talk about this.
Everybody just had hoop dreams all of a sudden.
I feel like it kind of started before the playoffs, but it definitely intensified during the playoffs. I know that all of my friends were really into it. If they're listening to me right now, I am definitely talking about you guys that were, like...
She's pointing
watching
as well.
Your phone... While you were at work watching all of these NBA final games and then talking about it, and that was literally all that they would talk about for days on end.
It's the ultimate bandwagon, eh? It's like,
it's
when
terrible.
People realize that you don't actually have to do any work, everyone's like, oh, yeah, fuck, I love basketball. Yeah, let's all huddle around your phone.
I know. They loved it. All of a sudden, they became, like, really good at knowing about this. Because I always I always thought that I knew a little bit about basketball.
Basketball.
But, yeah, sorry if I'm saying it wrong and
no,
offended people.
I said
with
that was
my
the Japanese thing.
Non-English accent. But... they've really put me to shame with their knowledge. They really picked it up super quickly.
Who won the basketball and what tournament even was it? Was it just like the NBA?
Yeah, the NBA.
Cool.
Finals.
I'm just going to pretend like I don't know. Just to rap
it's great. Yeah. It's great that I think what everyone really gets behind is the underdog.
And Drake.
And the fact that they're Canadian. It's like New Zealand beating Australia.
Oh, wait
something.
A minute. Yeah. Oh, so is this the only Canadian team in the... Oh, I see why Drake loves it now.
Yeah,
because he's like
from,
the only Canadian rapper in
Well,
rap.
He's from Toronto as well, so
That's
he's
it,
always supported them.
Him and Justin Bieber.
Yes. I don't know if he's from Toronto.
First time in the final.
That's actually pretty
won
rad.
It. They're from Canadian team has never won it.
Yeah.
That's good.
So there was
that
pretty
was
good.
Kind of the hype.
And they were also against the Golden State Warriors who had won before.
Won it a million times.
Isn't the ice hockey on at the moment as well? This would have torn Canada apart. They would have been like, what are we doing?
I don't know.
Yeah,
isn't
I don't know.
It
no,
summer right now?
It's summer over
it probably
there
doesn't really make sense to have both at
I
the same
I feel like
time.
They don't stop playing ice hockey in Canada.
No, they don't.
I don't think it's ever going away.
They'll be training.
But it's interesting because the finals over that finished on Friday after game 6. It's first 2-4. Anyway, so it was game 6 that was the decider. But you'd think that, you know, okay, NBA season is over and then we can all move on to what we were doing before it even started. But no, because now you've got the draft, which I don't know if you guys know what it is.
They trade people around and whatnot?
Well, they don't trade. Well, that's another part of it, the trading. But the draft is when you pick players, usually college players, college basketball players, but also international players, to join your team. It's like a whole very sophisticated
system. Are there any New Zealand people in this draft?
I don't actually think so. I haven't checked.
Isn't it when they get drafted from college, the worst teams get the pick of the best players and they're contracted to play with them for a certain amount of time? Isn't that?
It keeps it exciting
for the...
So it's slightly more complicated than that because now you get a lottery pick. So like the worst three teams, I think, have like a certain amount of odds to get the first pick or one of the first three picks.
Good, eh?
And then I think it's after number five that it goes reverse order of... You know, so if you made it last in the championship, then you will get the first pick. But then you can also trade your pick for a player. So it gets really, really complicated. You can trade your pick and then trade it with someone else and then trade it with someone else. So sometimes it's like four.
Try and get a legacy. So maybe someone who's retiring but still got
but
a bit of spark.
But it's also because you've got like a salary cap as well. So there's only so many players. They will cost you that certain amount of money that you can have in your team. So you're trying to think of all of that. And then you've got the free agents, which is happening right now. It's like players that are eligible to play in whatever team they want.
Right.
Pretty much.
Just thinking about basketball and how I relate to basketball. I like to play it by myself. Does that make sense? But like, as soon as somebody's in front of me, I just crumble. I can't do anything.
What, so you're just shooting hoops by yourself?
It rain every time when I'm by myself. But then put someone in front of me and it's just...
And it's like, nah, pass. Oh, is it pressure? You can't cope with the pressure of having
to
go past
someone.
You're
right in my way. I'm trying to shoot. Get out of the way. It's rude.
What do you play?
Basketball.
Where? What?
Well, never. But when I do...
Oh, it's just because all of my friends...
I used to have a basketball hoop at home.
Oh, that's why.
And and it was
so
we had a gravel driveway, though. So when I play, like, you
that
put it through the hoop and it hit the ground and just bounce in random directions.
I think that defeats the purpose.
I
got There's a video
dreams.
Playing.
I did have hoop dreams, though. I had hella hoop dreams.
It hasn't aged very well.
Feel racist?
No.
White man can't jump.
No comments.
Okay, back to this.
Oh man, I was vibing hard on that.
But it's definitely, basketball's definitely becoming more and more popular in New Zealand. If you want me to give you some stats.
Oh yeah, and
so that I can prove that I've done my research.
Is this because of Adam? Adam's, do you reckon?
Well, I don't know, because he is...
He's so rad.
He's
my favourite sports person.
Yeah, everyone in New Zealand knows of Stephen Adams, but he's never played for New Zealand.
Yeah. Well, because I feel like he got drafted real early. Like, he got over
there. He left to the... I think he moved to the States when he was 15 or something.
Wow.
And then he couldn't really afford to come back and play for New Zealand, and he didn't really get any support from New Zealand to be able to do that. And I think that made him a bit sour.
He's such a strong family. I think all of them are like sports heroes.
Yeah.
Mm. Valerie Adams and
all. But yeah, so he never actually played for New Zealand, but everyone knows him. So maybe that has contributed. I think also...
What is he? The Raptors? No, who's he play for?
The Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah. I feel like they're... Like, if I was going to get a basketball shirt, I'd probably get that one. You know what I mean? Just because there's connection there. But what gets me is all these people that are like, yeah, go to certain places. It's like, have you ever even been there?
I know. I don't know how they pick them. We're like, oh, out of these, like, 20-something teams, I'm just going to go for these guys.
Yeah, it's my favorite color.
And it's just
going
to be like, oh, yeah, I love the whatever town in the middle of, you know,
so how come
the States?
What are the stats on New Zealand? Because apparently, Sam was saying it's the fastest growing New Zealand sport is basketball.
It is. It's currently the second most played sport in secondary school.
Shit.
It's expected to take number one spot by 2020. So first at the moment is netball, but really closely followed by basketball. They've seen a growth of 45% in the last decade, which means that it is growing really fast. It actually has overtaken rugby union. So you'd be happy to learn that.
That is good. That's great.
More secondary...
John's just on the Auckland. The New Zealand Basketball League. How many teams are there in the New Zealand ABL?
Trying to figure out how many there are in Auckland.
No, it's like.
But there's the classic counties, Waitakere.
Because you also have the NBL, the National Basketball League with the Breakers, that won a few four championships.
Yeah, we we went hard for a minute, eh?
Yeah, and then they kind of stopped. And now they've actually picked up, they just signed this teen player from the States who bypassed college to go and play for the Breakers.
And he's just going to be dunking over everyone kind of thing.
Yeah, he's probably going to be quite impressive. So that's also, I think, something to look forward to. The big problem with basketball is that although it's picking pace and more people are really into it, the funding isn't following. So I think last year...
Where's all the money
going? New Zealand basketball got $150,000.
That's nothing.
Like annual money.
Right.
That was... Oh, no, sorry. That was for the Tall Blacks. The Tall Ferns, so the female team, didn't get anything. It's the sixth consecutive year where they didn't get any funding.
So what are they doing? Sausage sizzles outside Bunnings and stuff?
I don't know. They must be doing fundraisers.
Terrible.
Both teams won the bronze at the Commonwealth Games. Like they're doing all right, you know, for New Zealand.
That's amazing.
On the international scene. But the funding is really, really poor. By comparison, the netball team gets $2.1 million, I think, something like that.
Whoa.
So it's really not getting a lot of help. And I think I'm hoping that by seeing those figures, whoever's in charge will be more likely to give Basketball New Zealand more money.
Yeah, sounds like an action needs to happen.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Someone is coming on the text machine saying cycling is New Zealand's number one sport.
I think driving is probably someone's sport. It should be cycling.
It's probably true. But it's great. I suppose it's just a really easy sport to play. Like, you know how if you want to play rugby, you need to have the specific field and you can't just like go on the street. Like, it's the reason soccer or football is one of the most popular sports in the world is that literally you can pick up whatever, make a ball out of it, and then...
Don't pick it up.
No. You can just grab whatever thing to make a ball out of it and you can just shoot in it and then, you know,
totally
make all posts and there you go. You can play. So
I'm a real big fan of playing basketball on like a kid's court where you can just dunk the hell out of it no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good feeling.
Does it get quite high for you?
Feels pretty good. Have you still got that White Men Can't Jump song up?
Does it apply to you?
Big time.
Yeah. But yeah, that was my little spill on basketball.
No, I think it's good that we touched on the basketball.
Yeah. That's great.
It was more the phenomena that overtook everyone, eh?
Exactly. I thought it was quite impressive in the past couple of years.
It was bigger than the NFL, it felt to me.
More people watching the cricket, though, than basketball currently.
Right now?
Globally.
Yes. Well, I mean,
Sam in the newsroom doing a couple of fist pumps there to the cricket.
He's definitely watching more of the cricket than the basketball.
Do you love cricket, Doc?
I like the basketball, too.
You like the basketball?
I love the basketball.
You like the basketball, too, but like as in second?
But cricket's my number one, of course.
Well, that's kind of not fair because, you know, India is a big-time player in cricket. Mm. That's quite a few people.
Man, when I went to India, they were playing cricket, like, everywhere, like in the middle of the motorway. And it was, like, 6 a.m. and these kids are playing cricket. I was like, man, we don't have
But see, that's the same thing with cricket, though. It's another sport that's really easy to pick up because, you know, you can make a bat out of anything.
It's true. Really is true. Shot. Thanks,
right,
Lisa.
I think it's time for the news.
Going to go on Philip Seymour Hoffman here.
Come on, I'm burning. I'm burning.
BFM.
Persigue el balón al centro, sabe. Sí, no. El balón le cae a Toeto, intenta controlarlo dentro del área. La pelota para Leo Messi. Vamos, Leo. La juega en corto. El disparo de André.
Kick it, don't fucking pass it.
So many sports.
So many sports.
Oh!